Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hey there, welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, or if you're tuning in again, welcome back. So grateful to have you. Before we dive in, I would love to pay my respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutarita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a great start to the week. We're actually counting down the days until Grandma visits. Since we've moved to Tasmania, obviously, we're not in the same state. So, yeah, the kids are really excited and looking forward to some family time, which is really nice because the weather is better and it'll be nice to see her. Okay, I am guessing that this is going to be one of the least listened episodes, like based on the topic. I've been in this business for over 9 years and most people still don't like numbers. So I thought, do I put it in the topic? Yes or no? And, you know, once upon a time, I didn't really like numbers either. Or rather, I thought I wasn't good with numbers. And complex maths, it gives me the shivers. Like, really, it's not my thing. But using numbers to inform me or to tell me a story, that is totally my thing. So when I say that business, funnels, and ads are all math, I mean the storytelling type, not the complex stuff. That's not my thing. So I'm not asking you to do complex math, or if you want to do that, then I'm not your girl. Like, honestly, it's not my thing. But I do like to look at data and decipher what it's telling me. So when you start marketing your business, you'll get certain responses. Basically, you know, every single thing that you do, you get something back, or at least I hope you do. For example, when you post on social media, you'll start seeing likes, you'll start receiving comments, you might get some DMs, or for example, when you send an email to your list, you'll be able to see the percentage of people who've opened your email, how many clicked on a link, all that kind of information. And it's this kind of data that you want to pay attention to. So how can you use your data to make better marketing decisions? Well, firstly, you need to pay attention to your data. And of course, you need to know which data to actually look at. So let's dive in a little bit further. Let's look at your audience and what kind of information you'd want to be looking at in terms of your audience. And keep in mind that you might not get all of this data from your existing systems, and you might have to either survey your clients or do some more research. Data can help you understand the demographics of your audience, so you can get to know more about age, gender, location, income levels, those kind of things. And this information will help you create messages and copy that resonates, as well as helping you decide how and where to target your audience. So looking at your audience data can also help you work out how your audience behaves online, including what websites they visit, what content they engage with, and also their purchase behavior. And knowing this kind of data can help you create a solid marketing plan. And if your audience isn't one persona in particular, you can use data to segment your audience into smaller, more specific groups by looking at shared characteristics, so things that they have in common, and shared behaviors. So, for example, in my business, I work with online course creators, but I also work with online service providers, and they are not the same type of audience. So I can segment based on the type of business they run, and then the type of support they need. So they're different people. Your numbers can also help you figure out which messages and what content resonates most with your audience. so that you can create more of the same type of content. So pay attention to when you post certain types of content and figure out what you get more responses to and also more conversions from. So for example, you might get more responses and engagement from doing Instagram Reels versus putting up a static post, which means that you probably want to do a few more Reels versus static posts. Or maybe Instagram isn't the place for you at all, and your data will be able to show you whether it is or it isn't. And you can use your stats to inform you where you should focus your time and your effort. Use your data to work out which marketing channels are the most effective in, one, reaching your audience, but also compare it to where your sales conversions are coming from. So whenever you create content or any type of marketing activity, it's important to also set metrics and performance indicators against what you do. Like, you need to track, because otherwise you don't have any idea what's working. Like, if you're just randomly putting up posts as you go on the fly and you're actually not even looking at your data, you don't know what is working. You might be wasting your time, really. Like, if you just go on the fly, I should have an Instagram presence, and you're just posting there, but you're not actually looking at the data, and you might not actually be in the right place to do that. So start tracking your conversion rates, start tracking your click-through rates, your cost per acquisition, your engagement rate, and all those kind of data. And then once you have some solid data in your spreadsheet, and I'm assuming that you're using a spreadsheet, you can use like another way to gather your data. So once you've got some solid data, you can start using your past data to somewhat predict your future. And I know there's disclaimers, past performance does not indicate all that kind of thing, but your past data will help you make some predictions. As long as you keep attracting similar customers, you'll be able to use predictive analysis to work out what to do next. Okay, I know that some small businesses or solopreneurs don't really have a marketing budget, but using data can actually help you set a budget as well as working out where to spend it. So you can look at what's working and then invest more time or money in that particular marketing channel or activity. So it's really important to know your numbers. Knowing your numbers tell you what is and isn't working so that you can make changes. And without this data, you'll literally be guessing or be in the blind, or you might just be worrying about where your next client is going to come from because you're actually not sure which of your marketing activities is doing a good job. Which one is working? Maybe social media is not even the place for you to hang out. Maybe you're wasting your time completely. But you need to know the numbers. Start looking at your numbers and ask yourself, what is it telling me? And obviously you need like at least 3 to 6 months of data of something. Like, you know, 10 days is not really going to cut it. At least a month, I would say, but you'd have to be doing things very consistently. Like, if you were posting every single day on Instagram or potentially going live or doing reels every single day for 30 days, then you have some data. But if you're not doing it consistently and frequently, you might need to let it run a little bit longer. So look at it and ask yourself, what is it telling me? Data is the foundation of effective marketing decisions. It gives you the information that you need to understand your audience, to work on improving your campaigns, to measure market performance, and then you can make changes along the way. It'll tell you what's not working. And if you don't know what isn't working, or if you don't know what is working, you can't make changes or optimize or scale things. And if you're still not sure about numbers, think of it as storytelling. The numbers tell the story of what's happening in your business and where things are going well and where you can make improvements. So hopefully you've listened to the end. Hopefully I've convinced you that it wasn't too much of a scary subject, a scary topic to listen to. But yeah, knowing your data is so important. Start putting things in a spreadsheet. Start looking at, if you post, you know, a reel, start looking at what kind of data are you getting back? What kind of feedback are you getting back? If you're posting stories, are you getting better feedback? Do you then need to just grow your audience on Instagram because stories are only seen by people that follow you? You won't know any of these things until you look at your data. All right, that's it. I know I've got a lot more to say about this, but let's wrap up. I really want to say thank you for joining me on this episode, and I hope it was helpful, even though it was a little bit scary, you know, looking into the numbers. But I love this kind of stuff, and the numbers will help you improve. It will help you scale your business or grow your business, because if you don't know what to change, if you don't know what's working and what isn't, like, the same thing is going to happen, right? I love this kind of stuff. I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. And don't forget, if you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure that you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any episodes. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care, and don't forget, market your business every day.